Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is the family that builds a nation. Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah, who created man from water and made kinship and marriage bonds from it. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. And I testify that our Master and our Prophet Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him, upon his family, his companions, and all of those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd. To continue, I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to have taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. O mankind, fear your Lord, who created you from one soul, and created from it its spouse, and dispersed from both of them many men and women. أيها المؤمنون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ بَنِينَ وَحَفَدَهُ. That Allah has made for you from yourselves spouses, and has made for you from your spouses children and grandchildren. So brothers and sisters, it is in the family, which consists of our spouses, our children, our grandchildren. It is in the family that we find the mark of continuity and the means of the preservation of society and by large, by extension, life itself. And this is because the family is the first school of education and is the very foundation for upbringing, by which we can eventually build strong and stable communities and nations. And so the first step towards enabling a good family is to make sure we marry well, that we marry people who can maintain and sustain us. And through this strength of a relationship of marriage, we can build and develop our closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is part of the reason as to why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made marriage part of the natural disposition, the fitrah, in his creation. And it is the sunnah, the established way amongst his prophets and messengers. Moreover, marriage is a means of protection for a person, for it safeguards them from falling into that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden. And that's why it is not from sound disposition, unless there be other reasons that preclude this from happening, that a person turn away from marriage. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself encouraged this when he said, Ya ma'ashar al-shabab, O young men, man istata' minkum al-ba'ata falyatazawwaj. Whoever amongst you is having the means or capacity, then let him get married. And so, brothers and sisters, it doesn't behoove us to unnecessarily delay marriage based on our own conceptions or our own delusions or illusions as to what marriage entails. Because part of getting married is placing our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assured those who get married, i.e. for his sake, that he will provide them from his provision and his sustenance. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءُ يُغْنِيهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. That if they should be poor, then Allah will enrich them from his bounty. And Allah is the all-encompassing and all-knowing. And so many of the scholars of the inward, of the heart, say often this poverty or this sense of faqr, neediness, is in and of itself a deeper call to of our neediness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we can realize this neediness, then He enriches us through His ghina, His being ghani, the one who makes us free from needs by realizing our need in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so brothers and sisters, we should respond to these sort of ayat and the call of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by having trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to know that marriage is one of the means by which we attain unto sakina, tranquility in this world, and rahmah and mercy and mawadda and mutual affection. And this in itself is one of the fruits of this world that is given to those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from its fruits are also righteous and obedient children, who can be the coolness of our eyes and can come to be those who support us as we traverse this world and support us in our old age. Let us reflect on the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherein He says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who had iman and whose descendants followed them in iman, we will join them with their descendants. And from the sadaqa jariya, from the continuous charity that a man can leave behind in this world, is a righteous child who continues to make supplication for him and to make good deeds, because this is part of what we are leaving in this world. And so this is a beautiful intention to have when we get married, to have righteous children. And we should also know, brothers and sisters, that the foundation of marriage is goodly character. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ فَزَوِّجُوهُ. He said, if a person comes to you with whose religion and character you are pleased with, then marry such a person, marry these people. And brothers and sisters, part of the goodness is to not also make things difficult for people to get married. And some of this sometimes happens when we reflect on certain customs that may develop amongst certain people from certain regions, and there becomes excessive dowries or the need to give extravagant celebrations and gifts. And all of this becomes an impediment to the ease to get married, because just to save up the money for these dowries or extravagant weddings becomes something that becomes a burden on the family and the burden on the one who's seeking to get married. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, min yumnil mar'ati tasheelu amriha wa qillatu sadaqiha. He said, part of the goodness or blessing of a woman is reflected in the ease of her affairs and the littleness of her dowry. In other words, to reduce the dowry so she doesn't make an extravagant dowry. And this is something to reflect upon, that this is the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And likewise, we should reflect upon the need to ensure that we are people of good well-being, good health, and so that we can be people who bring this into our marriages. And so some of this is part of us reflecting on what is it we're hoping to achieve in our households, what is it we're hoping to safeguard. And this ultimate health is the health of the heart, right? And so this means that we should ensure that we are free from negative habits and harms of certain things that can afflict us. And we live in the world today, which is primarily for many people a digital world. And this has its benefits, but it also has its harms. And so a person has to ensure that they are not given to addictive vices, and so that they are people who can use this dunya for what it's intended for, which is to make it a mazra'a, something that we sow for the akhirah. Right? وَلَا الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. That the next life is better than this. And so we want to build our marriages on this foundation when we can reap its fruits in this world and in the next. And so, brothers and sisters, we are in the days approaching and of the occasion of what is known as the International Day of Tolerance. And this is something in of itself, this spirit of tasamuh, of tolerance, is something that should be a spirit of gentleness, and this is something our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam referenced as being something that is the characteristic of marriages or households that have this nature of barakah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Inna Allah idha arada bi ahli baytin khayra adkhala alayhim ar-rifq." That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to enter goodness into a household, He bestows gentleness upon them. And so this nature of rifq, gentleness, tolerance, should be something that we imbibe in our personalities, that we learn to be tolerant and forgiving of one another, because marriage is not about perfection. Many of the scholars have, some of them said that 9/10 of the successful marriage is just learning to just let go, just ignore things that may otherwise the ego would want to grab onto and hold onto as grudges, and things that would affect the affection and mawadda and rahmah that should be between the husband and the wife, and also that should be transmitted to the children, that should allow for hearts to be reconciled, for bonds to be strengthened, for family ties to be maintained. And so we want this to happen, and we don't want what often happens when the opposite is the case, when people are given to rancor and anger in their hearts. And subhanAllah, we find families broken and children being disputed over, or even after that, the disputes carrying over inheritance and estates. And this is something that affects the heart, and this is something that makes it very difficult for building a nation, very difficult for building strong communities. And so, brothers and sisters, we should take this seriously, and we should take this idea of how important we are to one another. When even Sayyidina Musa, who was a great strong prophet, he was from Ulul Azam in Ar-Rusul, from the most powerful and determined of the prophets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, "Sanashuddu adaduka bi akhik." We will strengthen and support you through your brother. So what about our affairs? Would we not want to be strengthened and supported through our brothers, through our spouses, through our children? And it is part of this collective unity and collective connection that strengthens the ummah, so that we'll be like one body ultimately. And if we are divided at the very root and foundation of a society, which is the nature of our homes, then how can we hope to be connected as one body at the level of being an ummah? So brothers and sisters, part of this work for reviving this nation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, starts with the immediacy of us reviving these bonds in our homes. Starts with the immediacy of us being connected to those we love and making sure that our marriages work, that there is love in our marriages, and making sure that there is love and respect from the children, and making sure that there is love and rahmah towards the children. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give this to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill in us this capacity of rifq, gentleness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who reap the fruits of successful marriages in this world and the next. I say this and I seek forgiveness from Allah, for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi,